Continuing our look back at the legacy of Holden, and General Motors is now seen as somewhat of a pariah because of retiring that Holden brand in Australia. But David Brown reports that while GM has made some big mistakes, there were times when they were actually good for Holden.
In 1944, the Australian government called for proposals to establish local car manufacturing. General Motors had the best offer, and they let Holden actively pursue Australian development. It was not a corporate giant stamping on a regional minion. For example, developing cars for the export market. In 1973, Holden exported a record of over 41,000 cars. In 1983, Holden was our biggest exporter of manufactured goods, with sales in today's terms of roughly $615 million. The opportunity to support fell in a heap when General Motors filed for bankruptcy in 2009 and began to focus on profitability, not total car sales.
And there's more history and personal reflections on Holden in Australia on our website, anyauto.com.au, including four interviews with a range of characters who had various passions and adventures with Holden cars. Check it out today, anyauto.com.au.